VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 7th of April 2024. Now over to Dan, VK6NAD, with the silent key announcement.
This is Dan, VK6NAD. It's with a heavy heart I have to report that Milton, VK6YD, is now a silent key. Milton passed away just over a week ago on Friday the 29th of March after suffering a massive stroke that left him half paralysed, which I understood took place around Christmas time. Milton was a long-standing friend to amateur and CB radio operators throughout our community. His love for radio extended across all boundaries and formed him many long-time acquaintances. I personally knew Milton less than a decade, yet he had a profound impact on me, with him influencing me heavily to gain my amateur call. Milton was always a gentle voice on the radio, with always a kind word and an infectious love of life and things around him. He would passionately share his experience with others, including his immense knowledge of antennas, and would proudly explain how his call sign once belonged to his father. I'll never forget his proud pronunciation of Victor Kilo 6 Yankee Delta. I've never met Milton's family, but I know he's survived by his long-term friend, companion, and as of a week before his passing, wife, Dot. Our thoughts are with you. Milton, your heart is still with us. May your radiating warmth never leave those you touched. We miss you.
Hi Hams, Bunbury Radio Club would like to invite you to our next Fox Hunt event to be held in the Greater Bunbury area on Saturday the 13th of April. We will meet up at Hay Park, North End, for a 10 a.m. kickoff. There will be two sessions. The first at 10 a.m. and the second at 1 p.m. Each session will have two foxes deployed. One close to the start point for some pedestrian mobile and a second further out. There is no cost to participate. BYORDF gear. There are shops and takeaway food options nearby. For further information, check the event notice on our website https://bunburyradioclub.com/2024/02/24/the-great-bunbury-fox-hunt-2024/closing-. Or email vk6brc@gmail.com. We hope to see you all there. De VK6DEV, Phil President, Bunbury Radio Club Inc.
Good morning campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, Ham Camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Man Up Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a Square card reader on the weekend available, and SEG can take online payments. Boyer Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Camption Facebook page for up-to-date information, and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-Ray Echo Kilo @gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS Net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Did you know that on the 18th of April 1925, a group of radio amateurs had a meeting in Paris? During that meeting, they formed an organisation that still exists today. Before I get into that, let me share a list of names. Wireless Institute of Australia, Radio Amateurs of Canada, Radio Society of Great Britain, Vereniging voor Experimenteel Radioonderzoek in Nederland, or if you don't speak Dutch, can't imagine why, the Association for Experimental Radio Research in the Netherlands, Deutscher Amateur Radio Club, I'll let you figure out what that translates to, American Radio Relay League. Language aside, one of these is not like the other. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, at a moment likely before either of us was born, Hiram wanted to send a message from his amateur station in Hartford to a friend in Springfield. That's 26 miles, or less than half an hour up the road via I-91. One minor problem. At the time, in 1914, using amateur radio for anything beyond 20 miles or so was considered a miracle. So Hiram asked a mate at the halfway point in Windsor Locks to relay a message on his behalf. Soon after, he convinced his local radio club in Hartford that building an organised network of stations to relay amateur radio messages was worth doing, and the American Radio Relay League was born. Co-founded with radio experimenter Clarence Tusker, Hiram Percy Maxim became its first president. He held many call signs, most recently Whiskey One Alpha Whiskey. At the time, long wave, the longer the better, was considered the pinnacle of communication technology. The airways were becoming crowded, so amateurs, in search of more space and always up for a challenge, started experimenting at the edges. The shortest wavelength available to amateurs at the time was the 200 meter band, or 1500 kilohertz. In December 1921, the first successful transatlantic transmissions were achieved. Hundreds of North American amateurs were heard across Europe on 200 meters, and several were heard in reply. In a dance that continues to this day, new technology replacing old, spark gap transmitters were replaced by vacuum tubes, and using those, amateurs were able to use even shorter wavelengths. While technically illegal to operate on higher frequencies, the authorities put their fingers in their ears and let those crazy amateurs play on those useless bands. This is a world without international prefixes, no VK, PA or G stations, so amateurs were forced to come up with their own system to indicate the continent and country. This was clearly organized chaos at the edges of legality. In many countries, amateur radio operation was actively discouraged or even illegal. Soon, the same person who came up with the notion of the ARRL led the way and organized a meeting in Paris. That meeting, on the 18th of April 1925, marks the forming of the IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union, and as I said, it exists today. That date, the 18th of April, is globally, well, at least in the amateur radio community, small pockets of the amateur radio community, known as World Amateur Radio Day. 2024 marks the beginning of a year of celebration for the centenary of the organization that brought together this global ragtag group of enthusiast experimenters that we fondly refer to as our community. The IARU theme for this year is A Century of Connections Celebrating 100 Years of Amateur Radio Innovation, Community and Advocacy. And you're invited. So what types of activities are you planning? What kind of celebration do you have in mind? And who is bringing the birthday cake? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.